B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, all right, we are back live at the Reading Terminal Market. This is an incredible broadcast. I love this broadcast. My favorite of the year. It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. And we're again, once again, live here at the Reading Terminal Market, the feast before the feast. We already had, I got to get into this Doug thing in just a moment, because I got Trey here, me and the Tunis. We had some great food. Trey, how about, you just had a Miller's Twist pretzel. That's the true Philadelphia pretzel.
Yeah. At first, I tried to fight it. But now, like, you know what? If I'm going to be here, let me go ahead and experience this, you know. So I had to tell the young lady, please let me get one of these Miller's Twists. And as you can see, the bag is now empty. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was funny because I go, here you go, bro. And you go, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, I see you dive into the pretzel, mm-hmm. and you go, damn.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a pretzel,
yeah,
man.
That's a nice pretzel there.
And then now we got for you right here the Fox and Son cheeseburger fries and the cheese curds.
Cheese curds. All right.
Yes. Yeah. And the cheeseburger fries. How about that, Trey?
All right. Yeah. God. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Fox and Son, as the feast before the feast happens. That looks outrageous right here as we hang out at the Reading Terminal Market. All right. Before we get back to the phones, I got to ask you, Trey. And it sounded like Doug was a little harsh on Carson, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to figure this out as to why, like, what he's doing. I don't understand it, Trey.
I don't know if he's being harsh or if he's just being honest. Let's go ahead. Let's be honest. Don't even sugarcoat it. This is what's going on. You know, because I think that with all the information that's out there right now, everybody can see what's going on. You can see the information that's just at the fingertips of everybody. It's not like how it used to be. You can only take the coach's word. So now you have to be honest and be upfront. Look, this is what's going on. I think he's forcing it. And also, too, I think he knows what type of personality Carson Wentz is and that he can take it. He's not one of those fragile.
I want you to tell the audience what you told me when we were just talking about how many times he's been hit and been battered, mm-hmm. and the receivers. We saw a video from Dan Orlovsky, who was on your show this morning.
Yeah.
And Danny talked about the responsibility of the receivers and how they're drifting and how they're not in the right spot. And you got to tell people what you just told me.
Yeah, you know, just because I was thinking about it as we were sitting there talking, and I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to be a Carson apologist. You know, I don't want to excuse it. There are some plays that he has missed. But I also think that, you know, when you look at what's going on with the offense, when you see that, okay, the receivers aren't where they need to be at times, they're not coming out of their breaks on times. So what makes one of the biggest things is that they say, okay, Carson holds on to the ball. Well, probably one of those reasons are the timing of the play. The receivers aren't coming out of their break. They're not where they're supposed to be, so which makes him hold on to the ball a little bit longer. And then also the protection. You know, this man has been sacked 28 times right now. 28 times, and you take away the defensive holding that was taken away when the sack fumble, that's 29 times. That's 29 sacks. He's been hit 72 times. He was sacked 3 or 4 times last week. 4 times, I'm going to give him 4 because that was a sack. So 4 sacks last week, 10 quarterback hits. You go to New England, he was sacked 5 times, hit 12. And then you go back again, I think he was sacked maybe 3 or 4 times, hit 10. I mean, you know, there are several games in this season so far that he's been hit at least 10 times and sacked 2 to 3 times. It's only been one game where they gave up one sack, and then there's only been one game where he had 0 sacks.
Yeah, I mean that is a ton. And to your point about taking these hits and getting the ball out on time, you brought up a great point about practice. So in practice, listen, you know, I've watched a million of these practices. You've been involved in 10 million of these practices. And the idea of, you know, you just want to see execution, right? So first read, second read, blah, blah. You're not taking away stuff. And now he's being taken away, which forces him to hold the ball even more.
Exactly.
When his receivers aren't in the right spot.
Exactly. And see, that's the thing. When you look at how we practice, it's usually, all right, first two reads, quarterback drops back, hits the ball, bam, all right, we move on to the next play. He drops back, he might go to his second read. It's very seldom do you have, especially in this point of the season, where you have the defense challenge the receivers or challenge the offense to make him get off of those second reads and go to his third. Without it being, and what you have to do with that is that you can't tell him that we're going to take one and two away. You know what I'm saying? You have to make the practice. You have to design the practice to take one and two away and then force him to make sure he go to three, because you don't want anything to be robotic. You know, you don't want anything, oh, all right, bam, bam, I just go here. I'm thinking that you need to have your scout team challenge those one and take those one and two reads away, make him go to his third, make him go to his fourth, however you need to do, but don't just go through practice and feel like, all right, your first two reads were there, good job, let's move on to the next one, because that's not helping.
Yeah, I guess I was surprised at how harsh Peterson was when, I got to be honest here a little bit, but Doug's done a horrible job with this offense and the creativeness, the creativity in his plays and his play calling.
Yeah.
I mean, I see all kinds of ghosts moving. I look everywhere else around the league. I watch every other team. I see stuff from the better teams. I don't see anything with this team.
No, you don't see a lot of sprint out. You don't see a lot of misdirection. Right now, their screens aren't really working well. I think the timing of their screens is a little off sometimes. You had one screen that they ran last week against Seattle when you do a screen, the count is 1,001, 1,002. You need to get out.
Yes.
You can't be holding on to the defensive lineman. It's 1,001, 1,002. You need to go. And then because if not, the linebacker is going to be sitting in the flats waiting on it, and then that's what's going to crush it. You saw last week where Kelce kind of held on to the nose guard too long. It wasn't until his fourth or fifth count. You're not going to be there for the linebacker. So either way, Sanders wasn't going to make a catch, you know. So stuff like that needs to be worked on.
Moving the pocket. We scream about moving the pocket. Never does.
No, they don't do a lot of sprint right stuff. For us, it was always like a sprint right.
Yeah.
Where you get mad.
Yes.
You see Brady do it a lot.
Yes.
When he would just sprint out to the right, hit a nice little quick run. But then, too, you need your receivers to be able to get open if you do that.
Listen, and Doug gets an alibi from the bad receiver play and all that. However, I can be honest with you. You know, I think he misses. We've talked about this a million times. Reich and DeFilippo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. I think. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong. All right. This is just my theory. I think Doug is a really good leader of men.
Yeah.
I think he's a likable dude. I think he understands how to talk to players, how to make sure that players respond to him, not quit on him. I think he's real. I think players respect him.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Now, I don't think he is a great X and O guy. I don't think he's some offensive mastermind.
Uh-huh.
I think he is not. I think he's an average, at best, offensive mind, play caller, play designer.
Yeah, you know, just because, I mean, it is. That's what you're seeing right now. There's no creativity.
I haven't seen it since
Philly.
Right, which wasn't even him.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, so. Other than that, that's what it's been. Yeah, and also, too, you know, the screen game isn't working. You don't see the pass 67s just because I don't think they run it right with the backs. You know, but, you know, it's a lot of stuff that I see that just breaks down offensively. And if you're not going to have those specialty plays, well, your damn show better be making sure that you're extremely efficient on the regular plays.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You need to be able to run the ball. You need to be able to get you some play action. And some of the media thing, especially if you're not going to go downfield, all your mid-range should be good.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Judas, how's those cheeseburger fries?
Dude. So remember, I was trying to do the keto before the wedding. It's done. Today, it's officially over.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
No, this is amazing.
The cheeseburger fries.
I'm literally in heaven.
That's awesome. All right, sit tight. We're going to get back to the phone lines in a second. We got Trey. We got the Tunis. And we are all of our great listeners right here at the Reading Terminal Market on this day before Thanksgiving. Such a festive day. Great place. I love the Reading Terminal Market. It is a Philadelphia treasure. Make sure you visit it to get all of your holiday goodies. And with the holiday season upon us, right? We always talk about spending time with family. What better way to visit family than in a new family vehicle from the Uncles at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. That's right. This year, during the Black Friday sales event, you're going to get employee pricing plus. That's it. You're going to pay what the employees pay, plus you get the huge family Black Friday discounts all month long. That savings up to $15,000. Payments as low as $129 a month. Family always is the best finance rates available, regardless of your credit. Bring your family over to our family. Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall during this huge event. You're going to see why at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You're more than a customer. That's right. Your family, the uncles, Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul, man. And they want to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. You can check them out online anytime at familyautos.com. The discount down payment depend on model chosen. See the uncles for detail. The offer ends on Friday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11:21 live at the Reading Terminal Market. Happy Thanksgiving. It's great seeing friends and people and everybody festive. It's a great time. Our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Don't forget our call of the week. Golden Nugget Jewelers will give them a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. And we'll announce the call of the week on Friday at 11:45 a.m. So it'd be great. Trey, what do you think of that cheesesteak from Spataro's?
Oh, it was delicious. Absolutely amazing. I thought I liked the bread. Nice and soft.
Perfect, you know, for a cheesesteak.
Absolutely.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
Whiz wit.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. It's been a while since I've had a cheesesteak, too. That was good.
Right?
Yeah.
It's spot, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to pace myself, man.
Yeah, make sure.
Yeah, because I see a lot more coming out. So, you know, yeah, I want to make sure I pace myself.
No joke. No joke. It's great. Isn't this an awesome time? Like, with all the people and the festiveness of the pre-Thanksgiving, the feast before the feast.
Yeah, I enjoy the city when it's like this, man. You know, when it gets a little chill in there.
Right.
You get to walk around, hang out. I like to park a little further away just so I can enjoy walking around and taking it in. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I love it up here, man. This is really cool.
And look, you know, here's a guy, you know, you're born and raised in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you embrace the seasons. Like, there's something about enjoying the season.
Exactly.
And this, you know, fall going into the holidays, you know, listen,
yeah, man.
January, February sucks, but once this is the great time of the year when you're in the city.
But it's all part of it, man, you know, so I take it, you
Amen,
know what I'm saying?
Bro.
And then the leaves start changing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to walk through the woods, you know? So I'm always taking pictures of trees and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, yeah, man, you know, I just...
That's cool.
I enjoy this part of this time of the year.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful. All right, let's get a couple calls up, and then Coach Jimmy Lynam, he's coming back. He went for a walk. He's coming back, Tunis. Don't worry about it. You can hang out, and we'll talk to the coach coming up shortly, do a little Sixes. But let's do a little Thanksgiving cheer with our friends. Let's go to Tasty Cake. Dom, Tasty Cake, happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ant.
What's happening, brother?
Well, you know, I just want to say I'm thankful that as I'm doing my route, you guys keep me company, great company, and I'm thankful for that. I hope Andrew has a wonderful weekend. Congratulations, buddy. Love you.
Love
Congratulations
you,
to you and Mrs. Tunis.
He loves you, man. Thank you. He just gave me the big thumbs up because he's
so
making
now
room
this
for the
guy
coach.
That called, yes. The last caller that said Ben is not playing great defense. I don't know what he's watching.
Well, you know, listen. Listen, Nicky knows his stuff. It's just, you know, sometimes we have a perception, you know, everybody perceives it differently.
The thing that you're saying, what can the Sixers do?
Yes.
When I look at a stat line, and this is an anomaly, but when I see Joel Embiid is 0-for-3, Joel Embiid should trip over 8-9 foul shots a game, right, Ant?
Yeah, I mean, he's a double digit. He's got to be double digit at least every night from the line.
Three foul shots screams to me shot selection is poor.
Yes, I agree. Like, he hasn't been the dominant force. We know how great he can be. We've seen how he can dominate, and he hasn't really been that at all this year.
What do you think is the problem?
Conditioning and want to.
Yeah. There's got to be a mindset.
Yes.
Hey, Trey. Happy Thanksgiving, Trey.
Hey, same to you. I'm sorry to jump in. I just don't see that mindset out of him.
Yes. Yes. Mindset. Yes. You're right on, Trey. Takes a football player, no mindset.
After Saturday, right, Anthony? You think they were going to go on like a 5-6 game winning streak after Saturday night?
Yeah, although I will say this, like, and this is not an excuse, but they were playing their fourth game in 6 nights. So sometimes you go, all right, whatever. But yeah, I did think they would rattle off, you know, because you got Sacramento tonight, who you got to beat. Yeah.
I thought it was a big deal that they beat Toronto. I kind of am disappointed in their performance Monday.
Yeah.
No, but happy Thanksgiving, love you, and keep the great job up.
Happy, thank you, brother. Happy Thanksgiving right to you, Tasty Cake Dom. We appreciate it. Let's go to Anthony in Baltimore. Happy Thanksgiving, Ant.
Hey, cuz, it's the Fanatic Addict again.
What's up, Fanatic Addict, man?
I love you, bro. Hey, cuz, you're the man, man. You do everything right, man.
Thanks, bro. I don't, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Okay, you and the crew and Trey. Yo, what's up, Trey?
Man, I'm chilling. How you feeling?
Hey, feeling great, fam. Hey, listen. Hey, we gonna get this in. Listen, the Eagles is suffering, man. The Eagles is suffering. We need to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about how bad the Eagles are suffering. Trey, you need to talk about, please, sir, how the Eagles is suffering right now.
Well, the point of today's show is how do we get them not to suffer? So we need answers, Ant. That's what we're looking for, man. What are you doing tomorrow? You gonna have a nice day? A nice feast, Ant?
Oh, yeah. You know it. Good you man, know brother. It, sir. Good Come man. On, man. I got two kids. I do my thing. God I take care you. Of my turkey. I know, because I'm the Fanatic Addict. I know that you don't do the turkey thing.
Nah, I don't do the
turkey. Nah, I know you are the turkey.
Oh, he got him a good strand. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I already know it. You are the turkey and the stuffing. You don't I'm even out. Do that.
Nah, I'm out.
I listen to the station all day long.
I love you, Ant. Listen, you have a blessed day, all right? We love you, Fanatic Addict.
You too. Hey, gobble, Ant.
Gobble, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Gobble.
All right.
You get the big day tomorrow?
And we're just chilling, you know.
Yeah, like what's your menu like, Trey?
You know, when we have family up here, we usually do it. You know what, man? We order these turkeys from Oprah did a list one year back, way back, you know, a couple years back, and my wife saw this company that they did smoked turkeys. So we've been ordering the turkey every year. You know, we do like a smoked turkey that from this, I can't even remember the name of the company, Goldberg or something like that. And they ship it to you. It's at the front door, and it's a nice smoked turkey. And we love it, man. We do it every year, and that's kind of what we do. And then we do some stuffing. I usually have my mom mail me up some greens, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we just keep it simple, that's not cool. Too heavy. You
mom
know?
Mails you up the greens.
Oh, yeah. I got to get her to FedEx man. Me some, you know?
That's great. I love that, man. I love that. That is so cool. Now, will you watch the football?
Yeah, of course. With the teams that's playing, yeah, I sit down and watch some games, man. You know, and these are the games that I could just sit back and just relax and enjoy the game, you know, and just, you know, take a couple notes just because, you know, you might have something that we might come across, but, you know, we just get to relax and enjoy the game.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. So, Trey, you're here and you're in the middle of iconic Philadelphia.
Yes.
The Reading Terminal Market.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's up, Danny? Here's my slime girl, too. Danny's got the Sixers. Right? He's look at that. Oh, that's beautiful. You're in the middle of iconic Philadelphia, Trey, and this is an iconic Philadelphian.
Mm-hmm.
No one is more Philadelphian than my man, the coach, Jimmy Lynam, who is gracious enough to hang out. Jim, you are so perfect for here. Like, this is, again, iconic Philadelphia to an iconic Philadelphia.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Do you love this, like, our fair city? Like, I'm proud of how we do the holidays and all the great treasures of our town.
What brought me down here today when you gave me the call was to kick off the holiday. What better place to do it than with all these people right here?
Isn't that great? What do you do? Explain to us your Thanksgiving. What's it like?
It's always been about family, Anthony. I go to my daughter's, my oldest daughter. She cooks for a cast of thousands. It reminds me of my mother back in the day. I'm the oldest of 11, and the holidays were always a real big deal.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. What is it about? It's funny. I can just imagine what that household was like. One of 11, and your mom and your mother and father. Like, that old Philadelphia, that holiday. Like, you count it down for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, and the whole thing.
Yeah, I thought we always felt that the Thanksgiving period, like, literally kicked off the holidays.
Yeah,
You know, it was the countdown to Christmas.
Yeah, it's true. All right, I got to ask you, because we got the people are talking about this Sixers team, and I got a couple of items for you. One, if Joe's got 0 points after the first quarter, don't you got to get him an easy bucket? Like, just to go, hey, big man, I can't have you be zero?
Yeah, the thought, I think, is a good one, Anthony, but easier said than done, if you want to know the truth. First of all, that he would have 0 points for a whole game, you know, that's inexplicable.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, literally, that will never happen again, in my opinion. But having said that, start off with the fact that Marc Gasol is the best big man defender, not only in the league right now, but one of the best ever in guarding his guy.
Yes.
He's a massive, massive guy. And essentially what he said to Joe, I don't mean he said it verbally, but in the way he guarded him, is that you better make a lot of jump shots because you're not going to buy me. You know, he's a massive guy. He's like an offensive or defensive line player in football.
He's like Dre.
I was going to say, he's built like Dre.
Uh-huh.
And
but it seems to me still like, to me when I watch Embiid play sometimes, he can be dominant. And I think he can take on anybody because he has all the talent, but it's something you got to have a mindset, and sometimes I just don't see it out of him.
Well, I think what frustrated him the other night, Trey, I mean, number one, Gasol, as I said, is very good at what he does, but, and you heard Joe say this after the game, they literally, like, it would be like a pass is coming into you right now. That's when the double came. In other words, I was going to double you. Gasol's guarding you, and I'm flying at you right now before you catch the ball.
Okay.
The moment you catch it, boom, it's like a vice.
Gotcha.
Okay? So you better, number one, mentally, you better be in a frame of mind, don't let it bother you, because that's part of the psychology of a trap.
Uh-huh.
We're going to annoy you.
Yeah.
But people don't like to get bothered.
Yeah.
They don't like getting in line here, you follow me?
Uh-huh.
That's a human psychological tactic. Okay, guess what? They sprung it.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, Joe bit.
Real quick, just to follow up on that. So, two things. One, can you run any sort of back screens? Can't you free him up a little bit? And two, it's not like he's the first big man who's ever been doubled, you know?
Correct. Let me take exactly what you said. You said, can't you free him up a little bit? You ready? Precisely. That's all you're going to free him up. You follow me? That's
yes.
How good
yes.
Gasol is.
Yeah.
Come and set a screen on Gasol.
Yeah.
He's going to shed the screen, you know,
right,
football trade. They shed it.
Yeah.
Real good ones shed it in a hurry.
Uh-huh.
You know, average guy, he sheds it. Real good ones, they shed it.
Okay.
So you only free him up a little bit. I'm quoting you, Anthony.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And again, I'll repeat. So now when the ball is coming in, okay, the double's on its way. The moment he catches it, there it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now could Joe do, of course he could do some things. You could split a double. You could try to attack, you know, away from a double. Remember that one?
Spin turn around, out of a double.
So you spin away from it.
Yeah, okay, but tough shot, okay?
Yeah.
And what happened, I think, unfortunately for Joe the other night, he missed some shots he would normally make. But understand that frustration factor, that has something to do with it.
Yes.
You miss your couple open ones that you get. You know you're not going to get a whole lot.
That's right.
Well, what can you do to help prepping with that? Because you know that's going to be the recipe from moving forward. So is this something that can be tried in practice or whatever to get him up
I
to
think
speed?
That's a good question, Trey. I think what this will serve, it'll be a learning experience and a very valuable one. Because for me, everything that takes place, like, through this time of the year for the Sixers is preparation for the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. We have high, high hopes for this team. So these types of things, I think this my colleague Mark Jackson said after the game, not even close. Joe has never been doubled anywhere near that often. I think that's an accurate statement. So they'll learn from it.
Yeah.
All right, but
yeah.
Let me ask you, let's talk about him. Because he's such an enigma sometimes, right? He's got ridiculous ability to dominate. And quite frankly, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen stretches, let alone games where, you know, I mean, give you 38, 16, like obscene numbers. It's almost like he's, you know, Trey said it about mindset and going through motions, and he's, you know, he's an enigma.
I would agree. And when you say you haven't seen it, you mean you haven't seen it this season.
Right.
Yeah, this season.
No, it's the point. I'm waiting for it all year long. You could talk about Simmons. Simmons gives you an honest 40 minutes every night.
I think your comment is a fair statement, that Joe certainly has the ability. And it's not easy, Angelo, as you know, or Anthony, in this league or any professional league, to dominate consistently, you have to have a mindset to want to do it.
Yeah, but like you're obviously right. So, but not everybody's a walking. You look at him, and he's stronger than just about anybody. Forget, you know, Gasol, but the guy is can power through guys. The guy is quicker. He's, you know, like we watch Olajuwon get doubled and still get his, and Shaq, who's sheer dominance. Like he's got that epic big man ability, and that's what troubles me, is that this team goes nowhere unless he's playing dominating basketball.
Yeah, you're right on. I agree 100%. I'm going to give you an analogy. You mentioned Shaq. You mentioned Hakeem Olajuwon. I'll throw Chamberlain in, going all the way back to my boyhood. Do you remember the name Ralph Sampson?
Yeah, obviously.
Sampson was a very good player.
Yeah.
Not on a par with those guys we just named. Agreed?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, 7-4 out of Virginia.
Because he didn't have a game. He had all the skill set, but he didn't mold the skill set into a game like those other guys did. And I would say and suggest that right now, Joe hasn't really figured out how he wants to utilize this immense talent that he has. And Ralph Sampson's a good example. Like, what couldn't Sampson?
Right.
He was 7 feet four inches tall.
He was a great athlete.
Okay, but he never, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he never
totally
crafted it into a dominating game.
Yeah.
All those other guys did.
There was a timidity about it, about Ralph Sampson.
You know, maybe yes, maybe no. Let me give you one example. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the greatest scorer in the history of the NBA.
Yeah,
you ready? He had one move. That was his game.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was unstoppable.
Right.
And he made it like almost like three quarters of the time. The skyhook. That's a game.
Yeah.
You see?
Wow.
So, to my point, Joe has to figure out how he wants to play, how he can go out and dominate night in and night out. Get something that works and then want to do it every night.
Now, with that being said, because you have, for me as a football player, we only got 16, 20 games with preseason, so it's easy to get yourself up for a game. When you have an 82-game stretch, how difficult is that for him to have to develop that dominating mindset and to keep it going through from game to game?
It's another great question. Are you ready? That's what makes the suit. I use the phrase very selectively.
Yes.
Okay? When I coached, my first head coaching job was it actually started San Diego Clippers. They moved to L.A.
Yeah.
So I'm in the same town as the Lakers, Showtime Lakers, Magic and Kareem. On an off night, I would go over to watch that team play.
Yeah.
And to your point, Trey, right, I would sit right here and there was the court. And I'd sit there and my mind would be blown watching the way these guys got after it night after night. And when I say they wanted to tear your heart out, I'm not trying to be dramatic.
Yeah.
That's what they did. One night, Magic Johnson, he dove for a loose ball, and I swear, see this little curtain
by the table? Yeah.
He was underneath here, under my feet. And I'm like, I looked up at the scoreboard. They were playing Detroit. They're up 21 points.
Wow.
They're 15 games ahead in first place. They're going to win another ring, and Magic is diving under Coach Lynam's chair to save a loose ball to go the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, are you serious?
Yeah.
So to your point, very, very, that's what separates the super. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Watch. I say it this way. When a real thoroughbred, when Secretariat was in the gate and the gate opened, nobody had to yell, run. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
No, the gate opened, he went. Mm-hmm. That's what the supers do.
That's what I'm talking about. See, this okay.
How do you get to the point? But this is what drives me nuts about him, because on the same floor that he cried and was like, oh my God, I don't want to do this again. And, you know, comes back and he shakes with, Coach, you, wait till you taste this. This is great stuff here, Coach. What do we got? We had the Olympia Gyro, and we had the Love Vegan Reuben.
Oh, wow.
Which is amazing.
That's right up my alley.
Well, we got all kinds of goodies
for you, Coach. Reuben?
Yeah, that's
right. All right.
That's from our good friends at Love.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Check it out, man. This is great. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick T.O.
You know, I went vegan for like 3 weeks.
I heard. That's why you need the great people at Love over there. Sit tight. We're going to come right back. Coach, I want you to eat. I want you to be merry. We'll get a couple Coors Lights now over here. Trey's got his.
Not for the coach.
As we hang out at the Reading Terminal Market, a Philadelphia treasure. Philadelphia, it's an iconic place, the Reading Terminal Market. And we got Trey and the coach, Jimmy Lynam, who we just adore. All right, listen, I don't know about you, but, you know, tomorrow's the big day, right? Turkey, stuffing, gravy, pumpkin pie, the whole thing, and the big feast. We're doing a feast before the feast today. But I don't really care about any of that stuff. My favorite is the three huge heaping helpings of football. That's right. To top it off, DraftKings, all the action gets you get ready for the games thanks to the DraftKings Sportsbook. You can take advantage of special Thanksgiving offers all day long on Thursday. Before kickoff, you place a bet on the winner of any Thanksgiving football game. DraftKings will give you a free $5 bet. Plus, during the game, place a $5 in-game flash bet. And DraftKings will give you another free $5 bet. Just check out the promo tab and sign up to get all the details and see what else DraftKings has to offer. Head to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now to sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget that DraftKings.com/Fanatic. For all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's 11:50 live from the Reading Terminal Market. What a great time seeing everybody hanging out. We love our Reading Terminal Market broadcast, Coach. The feast before the feast. We're lucky. We got the coach, Jimmy Lynam. We got Trey Thomas, Big Trey, doing overtime duty.
You know, I like talking to good coaching, man.
I can tell. Can tell you're engaged, man.
Yeah, I like talking to good coaches.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And funny, Coach had a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I was asking about the Eagles situation, Trey thought going down to Miami this weekend. Maybe not as easy a game as the world thinks.
Oh, no, it's never as easy as that you think it is, but I think that this is definitely a game that you can retool some things that you're looking at these next couple games before they get to Dallas. This is the tune-up to get ready for Dallas.
Right.
So you need to be able to start whatever's been giving you problems. You need to correct that now. Like some of these games that we've been getting picked apart on, they've gotten beat on tackle-tackle games where you're talking about the two interior defensive tackles running a stunt. They've been beat with that each week.
Yeah.
Multiple times. Yeah, they haven't handled a corner blitz yet.
Yeah.
You know, so this is stuff that needs to get corrected today. You know, now, throughout this week, let's fine-tune it throughout. Because, you know, it's a copycat league. So Miami's going to come and try to do the same thing that's been giving you problems. So, you know, let's make sure that those things are tight. Because now when you get to Dallas, you know, we're hitting on full stride.
Yeah, that's a great point. What do you give me your a coaching assessment of where, not the football standpoint, but knowing supreme athletes the way you do, Carson Wentz.
Let me just preface a thought with the fact that I don't know football. Trey could like take a pen out and I wouldn't have to explain
Supreme,
to me.
You know supers.
But let me say this, that I'm a big fan. Okay, I watch a lot of football. I think the obvious that there's a talent right now, let's say, gap because of injury on the line to protect them. And that maybe a talent with respect to the receivers not getting open. All right, so that's a given. And I think now the psychological part, Trey was saying how many times he's gotten hit, how many times he's gotten sacked. This is human nature, Anthony, that you know, you're not quite the same, I don't believe. I mean, I just played football one season way, way back. But I think it plays with your mind a little bit. So now all of a sudden when somebody's going out in the flat, there is no rush, and literally it's a 12-yard pass with nobody there, and you overthrow it 4 yards. You know, you say, come on. But all that other stuff factors into it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, this is like, let's say, this is the first time I've had a chance to throw a ball to a guy wide open with nobody in my face. So watch, and all this happens in a millisecond, right? So obviously you must complete this pass. Mm-hmm. So you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
The pressure is there.
Yep.
And sometimes that's where you tighten up a little bit, and it's like missing a foul shot.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a great point, missing a foul shot. I mean, for
a great foul shot.
No. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's fantastic. We're about to get some Beck's Cajun train wreck.
I just got one more question.
Go ahead,
Coach. Then I'm gonna get off your show. No. I mean, you know, I know you want to get back done. So just
you're family.
I know, man.
Stop, you're rushing out of here.
Yeah, but, you know I'm just enjoying being around. But you know, when you look back at Embiid and just what he means to the Sixers, do you feel like when he's not at that height, because to me, when I look at this team, you don't see an alpha. You don't see, you know, because you've coached for years and you know that, or maybe with basketball, with him being the big spark plug to the team, it seems to me when his energy is up, this team plays with energy up. When his energy is down, they reflect how he is on the court. How much does that weigh into it? Is that, am I just hallucinating?
I would agree wholeheartedly. I mean, I think I coached like as an alpha as there is in a person at Charles Barkley.
Okay.
And, he set the tone night after night. And fortunately for me personally and for the 76ers, a whole lot of nights, Barkley was going to wreak havoc.
Okay.
He just had that, you know, he had a disposition where he enjoyed dominating.
How much did the team feed off of it?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
You know, you can't overstate it.
Yeah.
It's, you can surround the... around superstar kind of guys with real good talent, but they're waiting to be led.
Yeah.
And as you say, and I think alpha's a good term.
Yeah, and that's what I see with them. It's that, because to me, he has to be that guy for this team.
No question.
You know, because anybody else, I mean, you know, it's not the same. He's
although,
the hype guy.
Ben.
It would be good if he were, but to me, the way just how he is when he's fanning everybody up. He comes out there and says, I ain't nobody. To me, he has to be that guy because everybody feeds off of him.
Listen, he could be the emotional guy, but, you know, Ben Simmons, particularly with being the point guard and being the guy that's on the floor 40-some minutes at night, who's going to be on the floor and play 80, give you 78 games, also, when he comes into his own, he's going to have the ball in his hands, Jim. Like, that's the one thing that you look at with Ben, his defense ridiculous. What he did the other night, Saturday night against Miami.
Agreed.
Outrageous. Facilitate. We know what he can do. What do you have to do to get him to score?
Well, obviously, if you want him to score more, I'm not sure that's necessary. I mean, I think his game right now, if he wanted to average, let's say, 18 a game, he could do that.
Well, in this team, though, doesn't he need that? Like, to me, I think on this team that needs scoring...
It's a little early for me to say, Anthony, to be honest with you, okay? It's still, if in fact you can get Tobias, playing the way he's been playing, there's a lot of parts still evolving, I think, with this team. The bottom line, what you need, you know, from Ben. that he's an elite player at both ends of the court. I say 1 and 1A, he and Joel. But I'd be with Trey in this sense that because of the personality of Joel Embiid, he ignites the whole building.
Yeah.
I mean, right? That's not easy to
Without
do.
Without a doubt.
I mean,
yeah.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the players that come in to Wells Fargo. I mean, there aren't many players that have that kind of game plus personality.
Yes.
Total package, I call it.
Yes.
That's what Joe has. So,
Without
the team is dependent, therefore, on him.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. I just look at Simmons and I go, all right, you got the ball in your hands. He's a thoroughbred. Like, you're talking about a physical anomaly, guy that's 6'11 that runs the floor like him. It's just absurd. Like, you know, that just it's not around. And you count on him night in, night out. He's playing. My only thing is, I look at say Toronto, right? How many times again is he in the air and he without a plan, right? Like, I mean, I can hear you back in the day. You know, you go in the air, you got to have a plan with the ball. Attack the rim.
Well, see, you're like kind of preaching to the choir here, but you have to understand that he's so physically gifted that he's able to do things that, you know, other players can't get away with.
Mm-hmm.
However, having said that, it only takes one bad turnover in crunch time. I like to say in May/early June.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's when those kind of things can come up and bite you.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, if Ben and or Joel were sitting here, these guys aren't into winning 56 games, getting to the second round. They are like groomed to win championships.
Right.
Well, therefore, you want to be as good as you can possibly be. So I think that would mean, all right, take a look at yourself. Are you satisfied with the number of turnovers that you have? Obviously, turnovers are part of the game, and he has the ball all the time. Or do you, when you reflect and analyze, do you think you can improve on some of these things? That's not for me to tell Ben. That's for Ben to figure out for himself.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.